Good morning. Good morning. It is the Real Estate Hour, and newly named in honor of a man who made this his heart and soul and brainchild back 30 plus years ago, Mike Kelly. If you are a regular real estate listener or really anybody out in the community, you've probably heard by now that we lost Mike Kelly. Oh, January, back at the end of January, January 28th. We've been kind of, you know, reeling with the loss. It was a huge loss to the community. We've had a few tribute, great tribute real estate hours, and just kind of trying to figure out what to do with the Real Estate Hour. This is Allison Norman. I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. I was on the Real Estate Hour as a co-host with Mike for about, I think, 6 years. I haven't quite figured out how long it was. Left about a year and a half ago to take care of some personal issues with my daughter, who was diagnosed with cancer and is doing okay, but I really needed to take some time off to focus on that. That being said, Mike and I had talked, actually, a few years ago. He had a heart valve surgery, and he said, if anything ever happens to me, don't let anything happen to the Real Estate Hour. And I mean, it was that important to him. So, and important to all of us and the listeners. And I've had over the last few weeks, people say, so are you going to come back to the radio show? Are you going to, you know, what's going to happen with the Real Estate Hour? And so we sat down with, you know, Mike's wife, Luann, with the station and said, you know, what can we do to keep this going? And it really was that important to him. So, in his honor, we are continuing with the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour, or Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, however we're going to, where it's still in the works, how it's going to be named, but something like that, with host Allison Norman. So I will be hosting the Real Estate Hour. We're going to keep it true to, you know, Mike's intention, the integrity of the show, the heart, the community, everything that the Real Estate Hour was, and it really made sense that we keep it in, you know, family, so to speak, and just keep it going the way it was intended to be, and I think that Mike will be happy with that. So we hope you continue on with us. We're working the next couple of weeks to, you know, really fine-tune it, figure out what it's going to be, but basically the same as what you've been listening to with Mike Kelly. We'll have guest hosts guests today. And Keith Becker is here with us today, who actually, Keith, you've been on the show. Hi, Keith.
Am I here? I am here.
You are. So you're on the inaugural new journey of the Real Estate Hour.
I'm so very impressed that you're continuing this legacy. This is a tremendous resource for the community, and I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. And you know, and that's where it all came from, is we can't let this go, because Mike worked so hard to make it what it is. And it wasn't just a realtor talking about real estate. It was so much more than that, and will continue to be so much more than that. And we're, you know, here to educate the consumer, the realtor in the community, lenders. There, we have a huge base of people that listen to the show.
Yeah, and I just want to throw in... I'm Joe Pasquini.
I was going to introduce you, Joe.
Introduce me then. But I've been here for nearly two decades, and what Allison says, and Mike was proud of this show, that it was live. He hated to run a best of, and he would want it to continue. I firmly believe that. So, Allison, thumbs up to you to keep it going. And to
Luann, too. And one of the criteria... Excuse me. One of the criteria was that Joe Pasquini run the board and produce the Real Estate Hour, because you were such a big part of the show. So thank you so much for coming back and agreeing.
No problem.
I sent Joe a message, what was it, midweek last week, when we made the decision that we're going to do this. And we kind of, it was, do we run another best of, like you said, and Mike would not be happy with that. And, you know, radio show listeners are fickle, so we didn't want to lose you all by going, oh, the Real Estate Hour is gone. So we wanted to jump in as quick as we can. It's a work in process, in progress. And anyway, but I texted Joe and I said, so what are you doing next Sunday? And he said, I guess I'm going to be at the Real Estate Hour. So this is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We still have our Facebook page, and I've changed the name to that, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. If you were already following that page, you still are. It was Mike Kelly's. It was the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. So thank you for joining us, and I'm glad that you're here, and I hope you stick around and see what becomes of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, and hope to make him proud. And so, Mike Kelly, this one's for you. Thanks. So, and I, you know, we're going to go right into we are going to talk with Keith. And Keith, you are a property manager.
Yep. General manager of Didi's Rentals.
Okay. And there's a couple of things in the works we're going to talk about. Before we do that, I want to just talk briefly about real estate. And because it is a real estate show. And so I do have a listing. We do have an open house extravaganza today. And that is what Keller Williams calls our open house extravaganza every third Sunday. I hope I have that right. Anyway, once a month on Sunday, we have as many open houses as we can conjure up. And we have a big ad in the paper and a big promotion, and we get you out there to look at our open houses. So I have a new listing that just came on. It is a great condo at 152 North Dutton. Two bedroom, one and a half bath, $339,000. It's just under 1,000 square feet. It's an end unit. It's a kind of a townhouse style, so upstairs, downstairs. Staged and just looking really good. I will be there today 1 to 4, and I hope to see you there. Then I've got a couple other. Mike had a listing at 534 Blackstone Court. 535. Did I say 534? Mm-hmm. Sorry. But you wouldn't find it if you went. Anyway, it's not quite on the market yet. They took it off the market, did some work, did some painting. It looks really, really good. I think cleared some Section 1 items.
It used to be a rental.
The reason
I know your address is because I used to manage it for 20 years.
Did you really? Yeah. Nice folks. They contacted me. I believe they contacted you, Keith, and then they contacted me and said, you know, what do we do? They had come off the market to do the work. So we've put it back on the market. Not on the market. I've relisted it. It'll be on the market next week. And great single level home just down the street from Binkley Elementary School.
Cul-de-sac location. Rincon Valley.
Rincon Valley, yeah. And the elementary school is a great, great draw. People really like. And it's funny, I had a conversation with someone about school districts and schools in general. And I've had clients who are either an older couple or, you know, a young person, somebody that doesn't have kids, and they could care less about the school district. And they'll say, well, I don't really care. I don't have kids. And I say, you care. You mm-hmm. need to care, because when you buy this, when you sell it down the line, it'll make a difference. And it does matter. And I would imagine that matters also with rental.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. So school district matters. And whether you have kids or not, you should keep it in mind. So this one is in a great school district. It's coming on at $525,000. And hopefully next weekend, we're waiting for the rain to let up so we can do a couple of last minute things. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk about it next weekend. Another condo coming up in the Westgate Estates, and I'll talk about that more as well. So lots of stuff going on, lots of open houses. If you pull out the real estate guide in the Press Democrat, and I should know the page, but I don't. But there is our Keller Williams Open House Extravaganza. And if you go, actually, there's a lot of open houses all over Sonoma County today, not just Keller Williams, but in the Open House Guide. So pull that out. Oh, it's right on the front page of the Open Home Guide is our Keller Williams property. So take a look. Come on out and see me 1 to 4 today at 152 North Dutton. So that is it for the real estate stuff for now, for my real estate stuff. And then we're going to talk with Keith. Do you want to go ahead and jump in? And how much time do we have? Should we take a break, Joe? Okay, we're going to take a break. We will be right back with Keith Becker. I just lost my mic. No, I'll be right back with Keith Becker. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Thanks for hanging out with us today, and we'll be right back.
keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO. Saturdays on KSRO are all about home.
Welcome into the KSRO Greenhouse. I'm Steve Garner.
On the house with us, the Carey Brothers.
Food. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash.
It's good to be here.
Welcome to At the Table. I'm Clark Wolf.
And wine.
I'm Jeff Davis. On the Wine Road.
If there's one thing I can tell you about Grape Encounters, it's that we try to speak human.
Home, food, wine. Saturdays, 9 to 6 on KSRO.
Relive the making of America at this year's Cloverdale Citrus Fair, President's Weekend, February 16th through the 19th. Rain or shine, Friday is Seniors Day, Saturday, Parade Day, Sunday, Family Day, and Monday, Kids Day. Live music all weekend on the outdoor stage, including the Susan Comstock Swing Tet, Friday. Funky Dozen Saturday and the Pointless Stars Monday. Catch the Yodeling Cowboy Sourdough Slim on his accordion Saturday and Mariachi Music Sunday. More info at CloverdaleCitrusFair.org.
Pengrove, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, and it wouldn't be the Real Estate Hour without that song. So
you're going to keep the song?
We're going to keep the song. We're dancing over here to the song. It's, you know, it's the one that makes you come run into the radio going, ah, the Real Estate Hour's on. So if you weren't here at the top of the hour, this is Allison Norman. We have, I have come in as the host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. And I had a lot of people ask me, you know, what are we, are you going to continue with the Real Estate Hour? If you were new to the Real Estate Hour, you may not know me or recognize my name or voice, but I was with Mike Kelly on the Real Estate Hour for about 6 years. Left about a year and a half ago, take care of some personal health issues in my family. When Mike passed last month, there was a lot of discussion amongst many other things, and just a huge loss to the community and to the listeners of the radio show. I had listeners that called me and saying, I'm so sorry, and we're going to miss him. One lady who actually found his podcast and had been watching for a couple of months and really felt like she knew him and was really hit hard by the loss, as we all were. But a lot of the discussion then was, what do we do with the Real Estate Hour? Mike was the voice of real estate on KSRO for 30 plus years. It was important to him not to let that go. In conversations we had had in previous years, you know, that was, don't let the Real Estate Hour go if I ever leave. And so it was important to him, and it was important to the community. It was important to us and important to me. Mike was a great mentor to me, a good friend, a hard, tough coach when I came into real estate. We butted heads a lot, but he was a good guy, and I am honored to be able to carry on his, his legacy. Thank you. I keep wanting to call it his baby, you know, because it really was.
Well, you're talking about, as you said earlier, where Mike said, don't let the show go. It's like with your family, when you talk about the things that are important to you and important to your family. Yes, it is his baby.
Yeah,
30 years
it is.
On.
And he built something great out of it. And it isn't just a real estate show. It's a resource. It builds community. It's a resource for all the community, not just home buyers and sellers, not just realtors. It's not just to promote, you know, my real estate, his real estate. It's a community resource. And he used to say he was one of Sonoma County's greatest resources, natural resources, which is true. So we hope to carry on his legacy. Huge shoes to fill. I hope you stay, stay with the Real Estate Hour. Going to have some great guests on. And one of them is Keith Becker, who you just heard talking. Keith Becker is with Dee's Rentals, a longtime friend of mine. Our kids went to school together. I'm old Piner parents.
That's right. Back when there was Piner Elementary.
I know. School. I remember, right? And I remember the end of year little party out on the blacktop, and Fiznik Rick, I think,
that's
was
right.
The
I was on the I was on the parent teacher committee, and I was responsible for those for those year-end parties.
Fun stuff. So we've known each other for a long time, and then you became friends with Mike Kelly over the last few years, and have had a few times that you've been on the radio show.
That's correct.
And you actually did the radio, hosted the radio
so
show.
So I need to know, with your contract, since you're picking up this show now, do you have it written into your contract that you get to go to the jazz festival?
No. Because you'd come in and cover for me,
sure,
right?
Of course. I'll cover for you.
I will now. I will not be going to the jazz. That was his thing with and Luann's, and his wife, Luann. That was their thing. So, yes, I hope she continues to go. I may take a vacation here and there, and maybe I'll call you in.
I can talk.
I have my own places to go, yeah. Although I've heard great things about the Jazz Festival. And Monterey, who doesn't love Monterey? It's beautiful down there. Anyway, we called you in, or I asked you to come in. Thank you so much for being our my first guest on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. And we're going to talk about, you've got a couple of things you talked about to the realtor community at our weekly breakfast this last Tuesday, and I thought it would be great to get it out there to everybody what's going on. So tell me what's going on.
Oh, yeah, it was quite an awakening, if you will. A way to, you know, the meeting starts at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and it was like a jolt of coffee for everybody in the room, because there are even now still a year on regulations associated with what rents can be in Sonoma County in Santa Rosa.
Is that in light of the natural disaster? I mean,
the declared emergency.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me start with it. Let me start with the story. And this is a true story. Woman that I've worked with for many, many years, 20 years ago, came to me. I rented a property for her over in Railroad Square. Now, bear in mind, each one of these little facts matters. 20 years ago, rented a property for her in Railroad Square. Tenant's been there for 20 years. They just recently gave notice and moved out. When they moved out, they were still paying what they paid when they moved in, and they were paying only $895 for a two-bedroom house.
Yeah, unheard of in Sonoma County.
The owner put in about $4,000, put in carpet, repainted, came to me and said, I want to re-rent the property, and I want to re-rent the property for about $1,800. And I said, I can't help you. You cannot do that. It is illegal. That sounds wrong. It sounds unfair. But that is the law as it stands right now. And each one of those little components that I just mentioned, there are many different components associated with this, because there are different laws affecting different properties throughout the county. And that's part of the presentation that I gave on Tuesday morning, is what each one of these laws, what each one of these measures are, and how it will affect you. I guess the best way to go through it is to take each one of them one by one. Okay? The first measure, if you will, is Penal Code 396. Penal Code 396 is actually very old. It was instituted in 1872.
Oh, wow.
It's an old regulation, and basically it is established in order to address disasters whenever they may occur. And the governor is allowed to activate Penal Code 396. And what it says is, in the event that somebody establishes that there is a disaster, the governor says Penal Code 396 goes into effect, and it limits increases on goods and services to no more than 10% over what they were before the disaster itself. Fire, flood, earthquake, you name it.
Is that what's considered the anti-gouging, kind of loosely?
Kind of, yes. That is the broad strokes anti-gouging law.
Okay.
Penal Code 396 was instituted in the immediate aftermath of the Tubbs fire back in 2017. What that says as it relates to Sonoma County, and it is countywide, is it prohibits increases in excess of 10% on a variety of products and services throughout the county. And as it relates to rents, it is a strict before and after association, meaning that if your rent was $2,000 on October 1st, 2017, you can increase it to $2,200 and no more. Okay? Mm-hmm. So for practical purposes, rent control has come to Sonoma County. There is a justifiable reason for it under these circumstances, but if you have an existing tenant, whatever their rent was on October 1st of 2017, you cannot raise their rent to more than that, more than 10% over what they were charged as of October 1st, 2017. Now, Penal Code 396 has itself has some what I want to describe as workarounds. Now, there's a couple of things that I need to express. One, phone, you know, people who might call in on the phone, please don't ask me how to break the law, okay? Please. Two, I'm not an attorney. So anything that I might say is basically as an informed professional, but I do not have a law background, so run anything that you might be thinking past your attorney. Mm-hmm. Having said that, however, these are the things that I understand. The Penal Code 396 has in its definitions, it defines housing that is affected by this clause as any residential property with an initial lease term of 1 year or less. So if you write a rental contract, an initial rental contract with a fixed term of 2 years, let's say, for example, you're not going to be impacted by that 10% cap.
Okay.
That's one clause. The second clause is that it allows for adjustments based upon significant capital improvements. Now, significant capital improvements, and remember, go back to my owner
example,
with her property in Railroad Square where she spent $4,000 on carpet and paint.
Mm-hmm.
Carpet and paint is not capital improvements. That's what you do in between tenants.
Maintenance.
Certainly what you do in between tenants after 20 years.
Yeah.
So strike that stuff.
Okay.
You put in a new dishwasher, you put in new window coverings, you paint, you carpet, I don't care. That does not qualify as capital improvements.
Mm-hmm.
You gut and replace your kitchen, you gut and replace your bathrooms. Fine. Now you're talking about money. So, for those, you can amortize capital improvements. And the county has established that you can amortize on a 1 year basis. So, $12,000 invested can be amortized at $1,000 a month.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a second option.
Okay.
Okay.
And then hold that thought.
I'm going to.
Now that we're all intrigued, I want to hear more about that. But we are going to take a break. We've got the news coming up. This is Allison Norman. I'm talking to Keith Becker, DD's Rental. And this is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, continuing the legacy. We'll be right back after the news.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Two brothers who were once suspects in the alleged hate crime attack against Empire actor Jesse Smollett are now cooperating with Chicago police, say two officials familiar with the investigation to ABC News. ABC's Ariel Reshef.
Authorities saying, "We have been in touch with Smollett's attorneys. We made our intentions clear." According to sources, the men were confronted with evidence they bought the rope found around Smollett's neck, agreeing to cooperate once threatened with battery and hate crime charges.
Smollett, through his attorney, says he'll cooperate with police and denies that he faked the attack. ISIS militants pushed to a tiny area in a village in eastern Syria are preventing a couple of thousand civilians from leaving, says a spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia fighting the group. Israel says it'll withhold over $138 million from the Palestinian Authority for payments given to families of Palestinians who carried out attacks against Israelis. A third-tier Italian soccer team lost 20-0 after being able to field only 7 players, all of them teenagers. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Relive the making of America at this year's Cloverdale Citrus Fair, President's Weekend, February 16th through the 19th. Rain or shine, Friday is Seniors Day, Saturday, Parade Day, Sunday, Family Day, and Monday, Kids Day. Live music all weekend on the outdoor stage, including the Susan Comstock Swing Tet, Friday. Funky Dozen Saturday and the Pointless Stars Monday. Catch the Yodeling Cowboy Sourdough Slim on his accordion Saturday and Mariachi Music Sunday. More info at CloverdaleCitrusFair.org.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO on your radio. Online at KSRO.com and on Alexa. Just enable the KSRO skill.
Alexa, enable the KSRO skill.
Okay, here's KSRO. Welcome to KSRO.
It's 7:04 at KSRO. Here are the stories making news here at home.
All the info is at KSRO.com. With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Might see some showers today, but mainly dry, high 53, 52 on the coast with partly cloudy conditions. Clear skies tonight, low 31. Should be blue skies for tomorrow at 59, 56 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday then, a few clouds, but dry at 57, 55 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Good morning. I love that song. We're over here drumming. Mike was a drummer, so... That song's got a good drumming beat. Huh?
Did he do that?
Did he do?
We actually had a caller ask that in our memorial show.
Uh-huh.
That he was a drummer and this is drumming. Was he the one that made that tape?
No, I don't think so. This is a song from somebody.
It's got that Phil Collins.
That's why he picked it though. Yeah. No. So in case you're wondering who this is Allison Norman. If you're a longtime radio show listener, Real Estate Hour listener, you know who I am. I was a co-host with Mike Kelly for about 6 years. Left about a year and a half ago. I am back and continuing the legacy. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, and I'll be hosting it. So I'm glad to be back is kind of an oxymoron, I guess, you know, under the circumstances. But we really felt it was important, and we've talked about it. It was important to carry on Mike's vision and legacy through the Real Estate Hour after 30-plus years talking about real estate. And everything else in sports with Joe. So we've got Joe Pasquini back on the board. That was one of the conditions.
I said,
I'll come back if Joe's here. Luann, Mike's wife, said that would be great for me to host the show, but Joe had to be on the board.
I don't know how important that is to running the show, but we should mention Luann, Mike's wife, was all in about continuing the show.
Yes.
And that's really important.
It was important to all of us and to the station.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, we're not doing this just to do it.
There was a lot of thought, a lot of questions to me and to the family and to the station, what's happening with the Real Estate Hour. We didn't just want to, you know, throw it back out there to the masses and make it available for anyone to do. And it was important that it stay true to Mike's vision. And made sense for me to come back and do that. Mike and I had conversations in the past about how important it was for it to continue if he were to leave this earth. And that's what we're doing. So
there's really is nobody more qualified for this than you, given both your experience in real estate, on the air, and with Mike and with this show. So, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Let it roll.
Thank you. And that's kind of, you know, And not at all, you know, patting my own back, but it did. It made sense. Mike and I worked together since, gosh, I think 2006 or seven. I came into real estate in 2006 when everything was kind of falling apart. And I said, I'm going to go sell real estate. And then I kind of...
What were you thinking?
I don't know. I was thinking I had been in a 20-year, you know, retail job, and I was done. And real estate excited me, and I wanted to do it. And so I did. And there were statistics that, you know, I think it was like, you know, 20% of people that get into real estate fail in the first 5 years. And I was determined not to be that statistic. So now it's been, 14? I don't know. I've lost track since 2006. 13 years.
I once heard a statistic about property managers that property managers burn out after seven. So I'm on about my third life.
Awesome. Joe has.
Yeah, I just wanted to point. We just got a caller, and I confirmed it on the internet. That song is from the movie View to a Kill.
I thought so. Yeah,
by Duran Duran.
Okay,
yeah, right. Sure, and
I just Googled.
Is that that's a James Bond, right? View to a Kill. Yeah, and that's what was in my mind, but I didn't want to.
It was
say
one
it and
of
be
the
wrong.
Worst Roger Moore movies.
Thanks,
more,
and you know,
it's the versatility of the show.
And thank you, caller, for I don't know who called, but I was thinking as we were talking that I didn't pitch we are a call-in show. You're welcome to give us a call. Keith Becker is here from Dee Dee's Rental, a huge resource, talking about community resources. You are a great resource for the rental community on both sides. You know, I think educating the renters and more, you know, on the side of register.
I worry about being on shows like this because I can imagine tenants saying, Keith, shut up. You know, you work for landlords, so we can't trust anything you say. And at the same time, landlords saying, oh, please stop talking, Keith, because you're telling tenants stuff. But my approach is basically is that these are facts. Mm-hmm. And to great measure, I and most professional property managers try to find a balance between what the owners are entitled to and what tenants are entitled to. And that's what it is basically a matter of fairness to both parties.
Yeah. And I think it's important. And why it's important on the Real Estate Hour is, you know, we sell a lot of properties to investors. There are, you know, people that own, you know, multi-unit buildings and people that own one property that they use as a rental, or maybe they move out of that first home, buy, you know, a move-up property and then keep the other one as a rental. So it's important to educate the homeowner that wants to be a landlord, you know. So
very,
I think it's
very important.
Yeah. So we're going to talk. Let me just real quick, because I've lost train of my thought, but I was going to say the call-in numbers are 707-636-1350. 707-636-1350. And had Mike been here and just been on vacation, he would have been texting going, you forgot to give the phone number. Because he was. So he's looking down on us going.
Probably tried to anyway.
I know.
Check your
phone. I'm sorry, Mike. So 707-636-1350. Although Keith does have a lot to talk about. So keep your question short if you have any, and to the subject of what we're talking about, which is a couple of new laws, ordinances. And you mentioned something right before the break about capital improvements and mm-hmm. a little possible workaround with a huge caveat that you are not an attorney and you should talk to your attorney.
Correct. Okay. And that goes with every single thing that I say today.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not an attorney. Talk to your attorney. But if you're talking about capital improvements, one, this is not your carpet, this is not paint, this is not those things that you functionally should be doing to prepare a property for a new renter. I actually might even argue that it doesn't necessarily include things like a roof, because if your roof failed, mm-hmm. you can't rent the property because it's uninhabitable.
Right.
It becomes an issue of warrant of habitability.
That's a maintenance,
so,
right?
Yeah. Pretty much. So I don't care that you spent $20,000 on the roof. This is things that really are upgrading the quality, the appearance of the property, and are a aesthetic choice, not a necessity. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, make sure that you, if this is the route that you want to go, one, make sure that you have before and after photographs to show the extent of what you've done. Mm-hmm. Two, invoicing documentation paperwork, okay? And make sure that it is clear and thorough. And three, I don't care how much money you put into it, you still want to price your property fairly. Mm-hmm. And there are two reasons. One, you can still get nailed for being, you know, egregious in terms of overcharging. And two, the market's still going to set you straight. Mm-hmm. You know, you try to rent a three-bedroom house at $6,000 in this market, it's not going to happen, no matter what. So also this concept of amortizing the construction, amortizing the capital improvement over 12 months, that is a formula that has been acknowledged as acceptable by the county district attorney's office in their calculations.
Okay.
Okay, when I say the county district attorney's office, bear in mind, all of these issues of price gouging are investigated. Those that are being affected by county are investigated by district attorney's office. Mm-hmm. The city, and I'll get to the city's moratorium in just a moment, those are being investigated, and they may be investigated by the police department, code enforcement, or they can push it back to the DA's office again. So different agencies mm-hmm. are investigating different issues in various locations, okay? You were just talking about selling properties and under market rents. When you're listing your properties.
Right, and we see that sometimes, or and maybe not so much in writing in the MLS, but an agent will say, you know, they've been there a long time, the rents are under market, and you know, you could probably get more, you know, so, or X amount of dollars. But your response to that is, be careful.
Okay, my response to that is, be careful. Mm-hmm. Again, okay, I need my attorneys to call me at this point. Any law is only as good as the way it is written. Penal Code 396, the way it is written, may be interpreted to say that when there is a genuine sale, an mm-hmm. arm's length sale, don't sell it to your wife, mm-hmm. but an arm's length sale, the new buyer is not bound by Penal Code 396.
Oh.
Okay.
However. Is there however, a however?
There's, of course. There's, there's always a however.
Yes.
Don't try to do that in Santa Rosa.
Okay. You mean in the city limits of Santa Rosa?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. That might work in the county.
Okay.
If you are talking about buying a rental property and it is under market rents, you might want to have your attorney on speed dial as you're negotiating this, because you want to make sure you do it right. You mm-hmm. certainly don't want to walk into some sort of a price gouging thing as your first action buying a new property.
Right, right. And you're, you know, when you're trying to pencil out, does this make sense? And you're assuming you can get X amount of dollars for rent, and it turns out you can't. Or like mm-hmm. you said, you're going to be in trouble for price gouging. That's really important. So
to your attorney also, always.
Right, right. So is that pretty much the gist of 396?
That is the gist of 396. It applies at least through May 31st of this year.
Okay.
Okay, it's been extended three times since the fire.
So don't assume.
Yes, do not, dear landlords, don't start sending your tenants rent increase notices in the middle of April to say your rent is going up by, you know, 20% as of June 1st, because it's been extended repeatedly. I have heard, and bear in mind, you know, unless I hear it directly from that person, I will never hold it as truth, but I have heard that one of our supervisors has been encouraging extending it further.
Mm.
So don't count on it automatically expiring on May 31st.
Okay.
That, for practical purposes, in broad strokes, is Penal Code 396.
Okay. So next up, you have something in Santa Rosa.
Oh, Santa Rosa decided that Penal Code 396 was not enough.
Okay.
So they wrote their own bespoke version.
Oh.
And it does the same thing. Rent increases in excess of 10% as long as a state of emergency is declared. Now, theirs is written to state that it is a state of emergency declared at local, state, or federal level.
Mm.
Now, the city of Santa Rosa, the very first meeting of every month, ever since the fire, are we still in an emergency? Yep. So every single month, we're still recognized as being in a state of emergency.
Okay.
So this goes on indefinitely until they stop saying yup. And please realize, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the city of Santa Rosa, but
or to the or to the tenants, because it's there for a purpose, but our purpose today is to let people know about it and let homeowners know about it so that you don't get yourself stuck in that situation. Yep. So we have a call from Bill in Petaluma. You have a question about a rent increase that you had.
Yeah, hello, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well.
Good.
Yeah. I was wondering, so that if you raised it 10%, say, this year, and couldn't you do it 10% the next year and then 10% the year after and keep doing it along those means?
Bill, are you a tenant or a landlord?
Both, actually.
Okay. The answer is the same either way, but I recognize that people have different motivations for asking the same question. And that was actually, I have this bullet point of issues as it relates to both Penal Code 396 and the ordinance. And the second bullet point for the City of Santa Rosa ordinance, you cannot increase rents more than 10% over what it was prior to the declaration of emergency, meaning that it is a strict straight line before and after. At the top of this show, I spoke about a property renting for $2,000 that you can increase the rent for $2,200. And if the state of emergency lasts until the year 2023, your rent is still $2,200.
It's not every year.
So what becomes a 10% rent increase if it extends for 2 years is 5% each year. If it extends for 3 years, you're 3.3% each year, et cetera, et cetera. It is a flat line before and after.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Bill.
That suddenly makes a whole lot of owners go, what?
Yeah. It is flat from that date. And no adjustment.
Indefinitely going forward.
Unless you do that capital improvement.
Good luck doing capital improvements around tenants. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
Dear tenants, I'm going to gut your kitchen. Yeah? No kidding.
Now, are there rules or laws to protect a tenant from being asked to move so that they can do capital improvements?
That's the third part of
this. We're going to talk about that after. You'll get to that. Okay.
I hope we have enough time.
I know. Well, we're going to skip the break. So, hope nobody minds.
Okay. So I talked about Penal Code 396, and I'm going to dive into how the city ordinance compares to 396.
Okay. So this is strictly Santa Rosa.
This is strictly Santa Rosa. The city of Santa Rosa does not have an allowance for long-term leases. It applies to everything, month to month, one-year lease, three-year lease, five-year lease, 10-year lease. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You do not have any wiggle room. It is 10% before and after.
Okay.
Okay?
Does this ordinance have a name?
It is Santa Rosa's urgency ordinance. I think there's a number to it, but if somebody wanted to Google it,
and we'll post on the Facebook page, too.
It's the urgency ordinance. Okay. The city of Santa Rosa does allow for adjustments based upon substantial capital improvements. This is the part that's a little weird, though.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what their amortization schedule is.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do capital improvements. You can increase the rent based on capital improvements. By how much? We don't know.
Hmm.
My argument, how many times have I said I'm not an attorney?
A lot.
My argument would be if the county feels that a 12-month amortization schedule is fair and the city has not made any such determination, it's arguable to say, okay, I'm going to go with what is already recognized as being acceptable. But the city doesn't know what their amortization schedule is.
Okay?
Be careful. That's item number two as it relates to how the city contrasts with the county.
Okay.
Item number three. This ordinance is still applicable when the property transfers ownership. So your under rent value property out in Rincon Valley is going to stay under rent value.
Mm.
Okay. New owner If and let's just say the previous owner, before they put it on the market, they decided to max it out as much as they could before they put it on the market. So they took their 10% on all four of their units, and then they listed it, and they, you know, you've got this under rent value. That's where it stays.
Okay.
The city ordinance, it goes with the unit, not with the property. Okay. What's interesting, though, is that the ordinance doesn't apply to the houses being rebuilt in Coffee Park and Mark West and Fountain Grove, for example.
Okay.
And the reason is because...
it's a different house.
There's nothing original about it.
Right.
It's
a brand new home.
It's a brand new home. Mm-hmm. The only thing original is dirt. Mm-hmm. Except for one property that has its original foundation.
Okay.
The first house that was rebuilt was able to be rebuilt on the original foundation. And the last thing about the city ordinance is it applies through at least October 8th of 2019. They extended it through the second anniversary. So this 10% is actually 5% per year at least. Could it go further? Sure it could. As I said, at the beginning of every month, are we still in an emergency? Yep. Therefore, it keeps going.
Okay.
That's the city ordinance.
Okay.
The last item, as it relates to what we're all dealing with, is a new assembly bill sponsored by Jim Wood, beginning of this year. It went into effect as of January 1st of this year.
Okay.
And what this was designed to do was close some of the apparent gaps that we realized and we discovered after the Tubbs fire. Mm-hmm. Okay, you had properties that had been vacation rentals that was put on the market, and campsites being rented for exorbitant prices, right, and mobile homes and trailers and stuff, mm-hmm, and insurance companies willing to pay $10,000 a month and weird numbers.
Yeah.
So, California Assembly Bill 1919 bundles with Penal Code 396.
Okay.
And it establishes the following. It is also effective as long as the state of emergency is declared. It classifies, and this is, here's a real important warning. It classifies as a misdemeanor. You were talking about, how do I remove a tenant if I want to do capital improvements to raise the rent?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
No, I wouldn't.
It classifies as a misdemeanor the removal of an existing tenant in order to rent to someone else at a substantially higher rent.
Right.
If you give notice to your tenant, mm-hmm, and try to do a workaround over all of this, you can be found guilty of a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Okay? So to some measure...
so don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, forget to some measure. To some measure, basically, if you've got an existing tenant, let it be.
Mm-hmm.
This will all work itself out over time, but don't try to play games.
Right. Now, does this apply if somebody buys a home with an existing tenant in it, and then they want to do some capital improvements on the purchase? You know, they've purchased a home, there's a tenant in there,
yep,
they're going to ask the tenant to leave because they want to fix the house up and rent it for more, or just fix it up and then rent it again. Are there restrictions there?
This is number five or six.
We'll talk about it another time.
This is five or six. Ask your attorney. I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it because the fact is that you could tenants have their own advocates and resources.
Right, and there's a lot of tenant rights.
And
in place.
The fact is that you could unintentionally trip into a real quagmire by doing something like that, even with the best of intentions.
Right.
So, I would be wary of buying a property with the intention of removing the tenants and then capital improvements and re-renting the property, because the tenant that you did invite to leave, mm-hmm, could have a case against you.
Right. And I'm only asking, again, as you know, because it's something we need to know.
Yes.
And it's something that you see as a realtor working with buyers that may be buying an investment property and have that in mind. It's good to know that. So educating the public.
This
is not something I would do personally.
It's tough to establish a real coherent strategy in times like this when we are trying to rebuild from a disaster and the county is dealing with all of these different things that were instituted in the immediate aftermath that are still having these lingering effects.
Right, right. Okay.
So
we've got about 5 minutes. Oh. And well, let's make it four because I have a couple of little wrap-up things to do. So what can you wrap up in 4 minutes?
Okay.
Without cutting you short, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
There's so much to talk
okay.
about.
Mobile homes, campsites, vacation rentals are also covered by the anti-gouging laws. That's what Assembly Bill 1919 says. Okay. Also, it says if an insurance company is willing to pay more than, quote unquote, an appropriate amount, too bad. That's not protection. You can still be nailed just because an insurance company says I'm willing to pay you $10,000 doesn't mean that you are under any protection of saying it's not my fault. Mm-hmm. They offered it. And what qualifies it as an acceptable amount? California Assembly Bill qualifies that properties that were not rented for the 12-month period before this state of disaster are regulated by HUD's fair market rent value. You can find this on the internet. Just Google HUD fair market value, okay. And it is established on a county basis. County of Sonoma, you can find it basically, and I'm going to go through this quickly. What HUD's fair market value for rent for Sonoma County is for a studio, $1,250. For a one-bedroom, $1,450. For a two-bedroom, $1,875. These are round numbers. These are not the $1,887. Mm-hmm. Three-bedroom, $2,728. And a four-bedroom, $3,300. Now, what Assembly Bill 1919 said is that you cannot establish the rent on a property that's coming on the market for the first time for anything more than 160% of what those fair market values are.
Okay.
I'll tell you though, 160% of fair value, with few exceptions, nobody's going to pay those anyway, okay? Because what that says is that a four bedroom is $5,200. A four-bedroom is not worth $5,200 in Sonoma County at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Things are leveling out a little on that.
A friend of mine basically stated, and this is a guy who does rent surveys every 6 months, vacancy factor is about 4%, which is not necessarily balanced. It's still a little low, but it's higher than it has been in years past, much higher than it has been in years past. And absent the impact of Penal Code 396 and so forth, we're seeing rent increases of 4% to 5%. So we are definitely seeing a stabilization in the market.
Yeah, which is good.
Yes.
I think it's always good. Give us your phone number if anybody has further questions.
My phone number, 707-523-4500. Didi's Rentals website is at www.dd'srentals.com.
Perfect. Thank you. And this will be on the podcast. So if anyone wants to listen and all those numbers are swirling around in your head, tune in at ksro.com to the podcast. I am just quickly want to pitch my property that's open house today from 1 to 4, 152 North Dutton. These sellers really went through this property and updated a lot of things. They redid kitchen counters, new appliances, you know, painted, just really cleaned it up. It looks really nice. It's a great property. It's listed at 339 152 North Dutton. I will be there from 1 to 4. Come on by and say hello. We'll be back next week with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. I'm going to be hosting this legacy show in Mike's honor for the unforeseeable future. We're back at the Real Estate Hour. And thank you so much for joining us. We're working out some kinks. There will be a new website and podcast page on KSRO. A lot of great stuff coming. So thank you. Thank you for joining me. And love y'all. Thanks. Bye.
Preceding was a paid presentation.
I'm Klay Thompson.
I'm Damian Jones.
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Kevon Looney.
I'm Draymond Green, and this is where the Warriors play.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From